Chapter 12, Becoming a Seer. 2,000 years ago, a great master said, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Well, now you know that the truth is what you are. The next step is to see the truth, to see what you are. Only then are you free. Free of what? Free of all the distortions in your knowledge. Free of all the emotional drama that is the consequence of believing in lies. When the truth sets you free, the symbols you learned are no longer ruling your world. Then it's not about being right or wrong or good or bad. It's not about being a winner or a loser. It's not about being young or old, beautiful or ugly. All that is over. It was nothing but symbols. You'll know that you're totally free when you no longer have to be the you that you pretend to be. This freedom is profound. It's the freedom to be the real you, and it's the greatest gift that you can give yourself. Imagine living without fear, without judgment, without blame, without guilt, without shame. Imagine living your life without trying to please other people's points of view, and not even your own point of view according to your own book of law. Imagine how different your life would be if you lived with gratitude, love, loyalty, and justice, beginning with yourself. Just imagine the union between you and your body if you were completely loyal to your body, if you were completely grateful for your body, if you treated your body with justice. Imagine being yourself and not trying to convince anybody of anything. Imagine that just by being yourself, you're happy, and that wherever you go, heaven is going with you, because you are heaven. Imagine living with this kind of freedom. Yes, the truth will set you free, but first you need to see the truth. I want you to see if the story of you is the truth or is not the truth. Just witness what is without any judgment, because whatever you're creating is perfect. See your environment, the frame of your dream, all around you. See your beliefs, the way they're reflected in the story of your life. See where your attention is bringing your whole dream. I don't mean for you to think about it. I mean for you to see. And seeing is not thinking. Is it the truth? Well, if it's not the truth, now you know that you don't have to believe it. Instead of believing, learn to see. What you believe, you distort right away according to your knowledge. But when you let go of knowledge and go beyond symbols, at a certain point in your life, you start to become a seer. A seer is a dreamer who has mastered the dream, who has learned to see. Artist, dreamer, messenger, seer. There are so many ways to name you. I prefer to call you an artist because your whole creation is a masterpiece of art. This is your chance to see your creation, to see what is, to see the truth. But first you have to let go of everything that is not truth, everything that is nothing but a superstition or lie. If you're willing to invite the truth, you'll find that your story, whatever you say it is completely false. You know that the story of you is not the truth. You just need the courage to let go of what you're not, to let go of the past, to detach from your story because your story is not you. The moment you no longer believe all the lies that you've been telling yourself, you find out that it doesn't matter how painful it is. The truth is a million times better than believing in lies. In any novel, in any movie or real-life drama, the highest point of the story is the moment of truth. Before then, all of the drama in the story is building and building. The tension keeps escalating until the truth arrives like a tidal wave and destroys all the lies. In the moment of crisis, the lies can't survive the presence of the truth, and they disappear. There's no more tension. Peace returns with the truth, and we feel relieved that the drama is over. Of course, when the truth arrives in your own story, everything you believe feels threatened. Fear takes over and says, "Help, The entire structure of my life, everything I've ever believed in, is falling apart. What am I going to do without all my lies? If I don't believe everything anymore, if I don't gossip anymore, I'll have nothing to say. Exactly. This is what I've been trying to tell you. People ask me, if I no longer believe all the symbols, if I take my faith out of every word, how can I communicate with anyone? How can I survive in life without the foundation of what I know? As you can see, the power of doubt is working in their minds, and it's even bigger than before. Well, if you remember the way you used to be before you learned to speak, when you were just like the rest of the animals, you'll see that at that time you could communicate without words, without using your intellect, without using words. I want you to recover what you used to be long ago, to go back to the authenticity that you had before you learned to speak and experience the truth. I want you to go directly into your heart and search for the truth with no words, to find your authentic self and bring it out with all of your power. The highest point of your journey back to you is the moment when you finally see yourself through the eyes of truth. If you can see your authentic self, you'll love what you see. You see the magnificence of your presence. You see how wonderful and beautiful you are. You see the perfection in you. And this breaks any doubt that anyone else ever put in your head. You see that you are light, that you are life. And when you accept your own divinity, you become a better reflection of life. You're here to enjoy life. You're not here to suffer over your drama or your personal importance. It's not you. It doesn't belong to your presence. You were here to be a dreamer, to be an artist, to be a seer. But you cannot be a seer when you only have eyes to see your own story, your own wounds, your own victimization. When you're still focusing on what your mother did to you 20 years ago or 40 years ago, or what your father did, or what your partner did, or what any of the other secondary characters in your story did to you, then you are not seeing the truth. If you're focusing on all that drama, then talking to you is like talking to a wall. Does this ring any bells someplace? Before you become a seer, you're far from the simplicity of life, very far from it. You believe that you know everything. You have so many great opinions, and you try to impose your opinions on everybody else. Once you become a seer, everything changes. As a seer, you see what people pretend to be, what they express, what they believe they are. You know that it's not the truth. You know that everybody is just pretending. What are they pretending? You don't know exactly. You can't read the minds of all those secondary characters that you create. You hardly know what you're pretending. But something you can see behind all that pretending is the real person. And how can you not love the real person? Just like you, the real person comes from the infinite. The real person has nothing to do with the symbols that come from the voice of knowledge. The real person has nothing to do with any story. When you become a seer, you see what is behind the story. You understand other people, but they don't understand themselves. There's no way they'll understand you, and they don't have to. The majority of humans don't have the awareness that you have. They don't know why they are the way they are. They have no idea. They just survive. They don't have to believe everybody, but they believe everybody anyway. They don't trust themselves at all. They have no idea how great they are. They only see their knowledge, which surrounds them like a wall of fog. Imagine being the only sober person in the middle of 1,000 people who are completely drunk. Are you going to have a discussion with people like that? Do you really want to believe them? You know that whatever they say isn't the truth, and you know this because you used to be drunk too. And everything you said wasn't the truth either. With awareness, you can easily understand how those minds were prepared to become what they are. But just because you have awareness, it doesn't mean that you're better than anyone else. Being aware doesn't make you superior, and it doesn't make you more intelligent. It has nothing to do with intelligence. Knowing this, of course you are completely humble. You just don't care. But there are two ways of I don't care. There's the way of the victim in the dream of the first attention, and that I don't care is just a lie, because victims really do care, and they get very hurt and injured. They have all those emotional wounds that are full of poison and a defense mechanism that says, oh, I don't care. Of course they care. And of course you won't believe that I don't care. When you're a seer, humans are extremely predictable. You can see that all humans in the dream of the victims are possessed by the main character of their story. This is their point of view, their only point of view. The way they see life is very narrow, and it's narrow because their beliefs act like a mirror that only shows them what they believe, and it's obvious that it's not truth at all. They project what they believe on you, and you perceive what they project on you, but you don't take it personally because you don't make the assumption that what they're projecting is true. You know that what they project is what they believe about themselves, and you know that because you used to do the same thing. Once you become a seer, you see everything that other artists do to themselves, but your point of view is completely impersonal. The process of unlearning takes you to a place where there's no longer a judge and a victim in your story. It's just a story, and you know that it's your creation, but it's just as if it's happening to somebody else. You see all the stories, you see all the symbols, you see how people play with all of that, but it has no effect on you. It doesn't offend you because you're completely immune. You see faces, you love the faces, but you're also aware that there's something that doesn't belong to your dream. It's the personal dream that other artists are dreaming, and you have complete respect for their dream, for their creation. Respect is a beautiful word, and it's one of the most important symbols that we can understand. Imagine that you had never heard the word before, and let's make it up and agree on a meaning. Because just like any other symbol, we need to agree with the symbol or it won't work for us. Respect, like many of the symbols, begins with ourselves, and then it goes out to everyone and everything around us. If we don't respect ourselves, how can we respect anyone or anything else? When you respect yourself, this means you accept yourself just the way you are. When you respect other people, this means you accept them just the way they are. When you respect everything in nature, the animals, the oceans, the atmosphere, the earth, this means you accept the entire creation just the way it is. When we arrive in this world, everything was created already. It wasn't our choice to see what had to be created or not. It was done. And we respect it. Can we do it better? Maybe, but I don't think so. Then respect is about the complete acceptance of everything that exists just the way it is, not the way we want it to be. This is more or less one meaning of the word respect. Once you accept yourself just the way you are, you no longer have any judgments about yourself. Once you accept everybody else just the way they are, you no longer have any judgments about them. Then something incredible happens in your world. You find peace. You're not in conflict with yourself, and you're not in conflict with anyone else. All of the conflict that exists in humanity is because there's no respect. Every war is because we didn't respect the other artist's way of life. Instead of respecting their rights, we start imposing what we believe on others. Instead of peace, there's war. Respect is like a boundary. What we call our rights and respect go together. We have our rights, just as everything that exists in the universe has its rights. We live in a world that we share with billions of other beings, and respect makes it possible for all dreamers to live in harmony, to live in peace. In the dream of the second attention, we begin to create our personal heaven. And when we reach the dream of the third attention, our life is heaven. Heaven is a kingdom where we are the king or the queen. I have my personal kingdom, and it's heaven. but it wasn't always heaven. It became heaven the moment that I no longer judged myself or anybody else, when I decided to respect my kingdom completely, and when I learned to respect everybody else's kingdom. The fifth agreement is also about respect, because I respect other artists when I listen to their story. Instead of helping other artists to write their story, I allow them to write their own. I will never be the one who writes your story, just as I will never allow anyone to write mine. I respect your mind, your dream, your creation. I respect whatever you believe. I respect you when I don't try to tell you how to live your life, how to dress, how to walk, how to talk, how to do whatever you do in your kingdom. As soon as I try to control your kingdom, I'm not respecting you anymore, and we are going to be in a war of control for your kingdom. If I try to control you, in that intent to control you, I lose my freedom. Then my freedom is to let you be whatever you are, whatever you want to be. It's not my job to change your virtual reality. It's my job to change myself. You are the king or queen of your kingdom. It's your creation. It's where you live, and it's all yours. You are dreaming your kingdom, and you can be intensely happy in your own kingdom. How? First, you need to respect your own kingdom, or very soon that kingdom will be hell and not heaven anymore. Second, you'll not allow anyone else to disrespect your kingdom. Whoever disrespects your kingdom is going out of your kingdom. It's your kingdom. It's your life. You have the right to live your own life in your own way, and there is no wrong way. The wrong way is just another judgment we create. Once you've won your personal war, you have no judgments about anything, and other people's judgments don't affect you. Of course you make mistakes like everybody else, but there's perfect justice in your head. You pay only once for every mistake, and because you're kind to yourself, because you love yourself, the payment is very little. Perhaps these words that I'm sharing with you will have a meaning that makes sense to that voice that lives in your head. And perhaps that voice can start dreaming with this new information and decide to stop being a tyrant, to stop judging you, to stop punishing you. The day of your last judgment could almost be here. It's up to you. If you can convince the tyrant to stop judging, then very soon everything will change for you. Imagine that instead of being your adversary, the tyrant becomes your ally. And instead of guiding your life into drama, it helps you to keep the peace. When the tyrant becomes your ally, it never goes against you again. It never sabotages you again. It facilitates whatever you want to create. Then the mind becomes a powerful tool of the spirit. It becomes a powerful ally. The result is a completely different dream, your personal heaven. In the dream of heaven, you completely surrender to life, knowing that everything is just the way it is. And because you accept everything as it is, you no longer worry about anything. Your life becomes exciting because there's no more fear. You know that you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, and that everything that has happened was meant to happen. Even what you consider your worst mistakes were meant to happen because they've led you to greater awareness. Even the worst thing that can happen to you is meant to happen, because it's going to push you to grow. What is the worst thing that can happen to any of us? To die? We're all going to die, and there's nothing we can do. We can enjoy the ride, or resist it and suffer. Resistance, however, is futile. We're programmed to be what we are, and we can only be whatever we are. But inside our virtual reality, we can go against our own programming, and that's how we create a whole world of resistance. The struggling is just the resistance, and resistance creates suffering. When you surrender to life, everything changes just like magic. You surrender to the force that is coming through your body, through your mind, and it's a whole new way to see life. It's a way of being. It's being life. You're happy because you're truth. You're happy wherever you are, whatever you do. Even when you're bored, you enjoy life. Even when you create problems, you enjoy life. You're free, and it's the freedom of a dream master who is not attached to the dream. You hook into the dream with your attention, and you unhook from it whenever you want. The outside dream wants to hook your attention, and you allow it to make the connection, but you can break it at any time. From one moment to another, you can change what you're dreaming and start all over again. In every moment, you make the choice of what you want to keep and what you want to let go of, but not with words. You don't need to make a story, but you can if you want to. In your story, you can blame the whole world for whatever is happening to you, or you can take responsibility for your story, be the artist, see the story, and change it in whatever way that you want to change it. You can be rich or you can be poor. It's not important. You can have fame or not, and it's not important. To have fame in the world of darkness, I don't think is fun at all. To be a ruler of hell, I don't think is fun. But it's a choice, and you can make that choice. If you take responsibility for your creation, you can create anything you want in your life. You can rewrite your story. You can recreate your dream. And if you decide to put your love into your creation, you can change all the stories that used to be a drama into the most wonderful romantic comedies. Perhaps you're not finished with your story, and who knows if you'll ever finish it or not. Honestly, it's not that important. Whatever you do with your life is not that important. Whatever anybody else does with their life is not important, and it's not your business. Hardly anything is that important. But we can say that one thing is important, and it's life itself. Its intent by itself, the Creator. The creation is not that important. The manifestation will change day by day, moment to moment, generation to generation. Life is eternal. But your dream only exists while you live in the physical body. Whatever you did here, you won't take with you. You don't need it. You never did. You never will. But this does not mean that you will not create. Of course you will create because it's your nature to create. You're always creating. You're always expressing yourself. You were born an artist and your art is the expression of your spirit. It's the expression of that force that you are. You know how powerful you are, and that power is real. You know what you learned, and you know that all your knowledge is not real. The truth is happening right in front of you. To experience life is to experience truth. To see the truth makes a huge difference in your world. To become the truth is the real goal, because that is the real you. What is not truth is not important. Your desire for the truth and your love for the truth is what is important, and that is the real teaching.